From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin won a landslide re-election victory this past weekend. Ryan Brooks has that story.
Russians woke up to another 6 years of Vladimir Putin on Monday. He secured more than 75% of the vote, a vote that was never a question. That victory sets up Putin's time in the Kremlin to be second only to Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. But how many Russians actually cast a ballot will be closely watched. Critics allege officials compelled people to come to the polls to pump up voter turnout, afraid many would be bored of a one-sided race and stay home.
That was Ryan Brooks reporting. The European Union's top diplomat is criticizing Turkey over its military offensive in a northern Syrian town and is calling on Ankara to ensure that fighting ceases in the conflict-torn country. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said she was worried about what was taking place.
Military escalations, military activities not targeted directly against Daesh or Nusra, the listed UN terrorist organizations, should be absolutely avoided.
Mogherini told reporters in Brussels Monday that international efforts in Syria are supposed to be aiming at de-escalating the military activities and not escalating them. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson described Russian claims that it was not responsible for the poisoning of a former spy as absurd and says the United Kingdom has the full backing of its European partners. Johnson told reporters in Brussels Monday that Russian denials contained contradictory claims about what Russia produced the nerve agent Novichok that was used in the March 4th attack that left Sergei Skripal and his daughter in critical condition. This is VOA News. Penny Dixon reports that Ugandan authorities say they have found fake hepatitis B vaccines at some health facilities, including some in the capital of Kampala.
A statement from the Ministry of Health says the fake vaccines were discovered during routine checks at facilities in four districts. It says some suspects have been arrested in the scam involving doses allegedly originating from India. Fake drugs are a common problem across Africa. According to the most recent government figures, the hepatitis B prevalence rate in Uganda stands at 10%, higher than the HIV rate. I'm Penny Dixon, VOA News.
Governments need to rely more on green water management to ensure a healthy planet and meet the needs of a fast-growing global population. Lisa Bryant reports as the UNESCO World Water Conference gets underway in Brazil.
A new UNESCO report finds that very little investment has gone into greener water management options, despite their many benefits. But until now, most countries have relied on traditional man-made water management systems, such as reservoirs, irrigation canals, and water treatment plants. The goal, UNESCO says, is not to scrap traditional water management options like dikes, but instead to strike the right balance between man-made systems and those relying more on Mother Nature. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The ASEAN summit has ended in Australia. Phil Mercer takes a look back at this weekend's meeting.
Anger over human rights abuses brought Australia's Vietnamese, Burmese and Filipino communities together in the centre of Sydney. Cambodian demonstrators defied an extraordinary threat from outspoken Prime Minister Hun Sen, who said he would assault those who planned to burn his effigy. There have been no reports of violence during the two-day summit. Security, counter-terrorism and trade have also been major topics at this year's ASEAN summit. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The capital of the southwestern U.S. state of Texas has been unnerved by a series of explosions this month. Two of the blasts were fatal. The fourth and latest explosion in Austin Saturday was not fatal, but two men were injured. All the explosions were the result of package bombs. Police are investigating the bombings as possible hate crimes. South Korean prosecutors say they have requested an arrest warrant for former President Lee Myung-bak over corruption allegations. Lee was a conservative president from 2008 to 2013 and is the latest South Korean leader to be entangled in scandals or other problems after leaving office. South Korean media says the Seoul Central District Court will likely decide whether to issue an arrest warrant by Wednesday night at the earliest. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.